We are up to Lam Tes Amud Aleph, and we are up to we finished the question of Bish Baga the Kaver. Not brought to Boy Mene Rovim Abai. Beggar.
It's bothering you.
Beggar.
I didn't see that.
Well, maybe it's beggar, okay.
I'm not allowed to talk in this place about beggar.
Okay, good. Beggar. We're about 10 lines above the Mishnah. Boy Mene Rovim Abaya. Rava asked an interesting question. But you know, on Mishnah we had a machlekes. We never keep it. Everybody said, "Gluli, what happened? She already got engaged and then she was divorced, but she's still a psula." Rabbi Yehoshua said, "That's it. No more knas." And Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah said there is knas, but it goes to the goes to her rather than the father. And Rabbi Kiva Nebraisa says that there's knas and it goes to the father. Boy, according to Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah that says that there's knas and it goes to her. What about the other way around? Bo'olah, when he was mefata her manaser, she was still upsula and she was not engaged. But before you got to the court, v'nis arsa, she got engaged. Mao, what happens then? Do we look at the time that it happened or the time when you end up in court? Omalei, so Abayi said, miksiv l'tseva odnosin la'vi anayda sheloi arusa, that she never got engaged. It just said la'vi anayda, as long as the time. And when it happened, it was a night, that's it. We don't care about it. When it comes to the giving part, we don't care if she now got engaged. It's irrelevant. Freddy Gemara, using your deal, let's say he was mafat to her, and then when she got married before they went to court, the money goes to her. But according to you, la viha naida, as long as it was a naida when she was raped or when she was mafuta, if afterwards she became a rusa, the same deal, because mainav kamina, if afterwards she became a nesuya, what's a chilik? Miksi v'nosan la viha naida shaloi nesuya, tell you about you shouldn't get married. So Abayi said back to Rava, Hachi Hashta, having an interesting discussion. What are you comparing? Nesuyin is very different than Erusin, because Nesuyin completely takes the girl out of the father's rishus. The father owns the daughter, but when the daughter is married, the father no longer owns her, so he doesn't get the money anymore. Bezin Paskas today, he doesn't get the money. Arusa, the father still owns the daughter while she's engaged. When it comes to the Durim, who can cancel the Durim when she's engaged? The father as well as the husband. So therefore, the father still has a controlling interest over here, so he gets his entitlements. Awesome, her little bagras might see a mishus of. When the suyim might see a mishus of. My bagras ball left, just like a bagras. If he had relations with Vogla Atzma, and when she became an adult by time code, everyone agrees he goes to her because that's the din. The bezin levies, and she is no longer owned by a father. After the suyim ball left, when he says, La Atzma goes to her. El Arusin, Mika Mafke Meshus of the Gamri. Did she leave her father's shoes? But now we learned, Nara Hamurosa of the Ubaila, Mafin Nader, her father and her husband are made for the Nadorim.
We never solved the issue of
Begabakeva. No, so Abaya said clearly that she judged Yesh Begabakeva. Rob was had a question. Abaya says that you're potter. But the question where you continue growing. So Begab is more a question of time than of a shini in the body. Because if it's a shini in the body, once you're dead, it's a chayach. Yes, yeah, so it must be just a question of time. We had before 6 months, regardless. Every girl, we don't care your personal situation.
So the time that you've got to pay out, what is the person you're paying out to this? I'm thinking of the cable, she's already at that stage to start.
That was the Balas Abayis, and Robert had a suffix. Mishnah. Okay, what's the Rashi for me? Hamefata, someone's mefata, nois and shloisha dvorim, you have to pay three things. You don't pay tzar, but what do you, explains it out, Ha'oinis abo, oinis, you pay four forms of payment. Hamefata, there's no nezik here, right? So hamefata, nois and boishes, money for shame, you know, for the family, or pagam, and the devaluation, yeah, and uknas. And also the penalty, the Torah says, of $50. But there's no nezik, there's no tsar either, because she was in agreement. Moisev olav oynis, oynis is one more step. Shenoisin es a tsar. You also have to pay for the pain. Ma bein oynis mafata. What are all the differences between an oynis and mafata? So we go through the, first of all, we list this one right here. Oynis, noisin es a tsar, mafata and tsar. There's pain involved by oynis, not by tsar, not by mafata. Number one. Number two, oynis, noisin miyad. The oynis has to pay straight away. In other words, there's a mitzvah for him to marry. Javi, we reserve a chair for you if you want.
Oh, I don't know.
You're putting me out of pay. That's good. I should have
thought this. Why did you think of this? Oh, we're with me, Javi. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Ha'oinis, the oinis has to pay the penalty straight away. and even though he has a mitzvah to marry her, so what? He has to pay the penalty. But you don't. You have a choice. Either you pay the penalty or you marry her. Big machlekes is showing whether there's actually a mitzvah. The Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah whatsoever by Mefata to marry the girl. If he doesn't want to pay the knas and he marries her, then he doesn't have to pay the knas. But there's no mitzvah whatsoever to marry the girl. The others say there is a mitzvah. We can't force you, but there is a mitzvah. But oinus loisi lisha, you have to marry. It's only if she says no, I don't want to marry you. That's when there's no mitzvah anymore. So by mefata, you could pay the money. You don't have to get married at all. So it's up to you. So the Mishnah lashon she yaitzi when he divorced her. L'chayru, who said ever get married in the first place? The Gemara will discuss that. Rashi boich began. My sister came and father explained. Mishnah explained. Her ain is nice and miyad lovey. Afa pisha coins by an ain is even if he marries her later, he's left to pay the penalty. Abu look she yaitzi the Gemara beparich. Otu ishti is already married to her. My father shlok ishlo yichnas. Look she yaitzi doesn't mean when he divorces. It means if he decides not to marry her, that's only when he pays the knas. The im konsa if he marries her ainu nice and knas. There's no knas. Kedachsiv moya yimaharenu loy. You have to, give her the money. In other words, he should marry like this, but if he wants to marry, but if they refuse, or he refuses, he doesn't have to marry either, he can refuse.
Mind your mind means the onus, the mefata, doesn't want to marry her.
It's just twice, so either he doesn't or she doesn't. Either one doesn't want to go ahead, then kesev yishka. Aval onus, when it comes to rape, see, first it says, v'nasa chamisha kesev, you got to pay regardless, and then it's a v'loisi elisha, then you got to marry. Somebody rapes a girl, he has to drink from the cup that he created. He has to marry her, no matter how ugly she is, he has to marry her, and he can never divorce her. Even if he marries her, he doesn't have to stay on with her. If he doesn't get on, he can divorce. What do you mean he has to drink from the cup that he made? Lame. She's blind. He has boils all over, or she has boils all over, he's stuck. However, what happens? There's something wrong here. Someone that, let's say, either it's a sister or a mamzer, whatever it is, or someone that is not love because like a mamzer. Ain't it? I cannot live with her. Shemar says, "Voloisi liisha isha haruya loy." Someone he's allowed to marry. Rashi sheisa ba'atitza bekeli shabocha lelishtas by the keli that he selected to drink in. Kalaimit al korcha yisaeni has no choice. You raped her, marry her. Yichsev lo yuchel l'shalcha. He can never ever send her away. Says the Gemara, tzad mai. What exactly? It's hard. The whole Gemara is really hard to understand. What exactly is the pain? We say by mefata and by mefuta we say there's no pain and by ain is the pain. What exactly is the pain? Amar Avua de Shmuel, the father Shmuel said, "Oh, the pain is because first you have to throw her on the ground. Tzar shechavta gabekarka, you threw her on the ground, and by mefuta you don't throw her on the ground, and by oinus you do against her will. Maskev Rab Zeda Elamayata. What about chabota gabeshiroin? He was nice enough to throw her on very nice silk or on a mat or something. Hachinami de potter, so there's no throwing on the ground. It should be potter. And vechitema hachinami, you can tell me takazei. But Tanya Rab Shimon ben Yehuda oimim mishum Rab Shimon oinus einu mishalom esatzar." He wants to argue that an oinus does not have to pay pain. The Amish says an oinus has to pay pain. He said, you don't have to pay pain. You know why? The Pnasia Seifel, this Tzad about every woman eventually, in other words, is learning as if the Tzad is the first time you have relations, you tear open the psulim, and that's the pain. So every person, let's say, this is what would happen. She would have got married. Same Tzad would have happened. So why pay you for the Tzad? In fact, he saved her that when she gets married, he doesn't have to have the Tzad. The Chumash agree, and they said to him, "Ain the diamond nivela bain nivela baratzin." There she goes, and willingly. So the in other words, the tainug overrides the tzad. Over here, there's no tainug, so therefore.
Which is the whole question you can ask them: how do you value this tzad? You say somebody, how much you are prepared to take
to put up with it?
To put up with it with the tzad. So there's a difference if you're prepared for it. You're
exactly, your mindset and all that.
The whole concept is
exactly. But what is even here? We're saying that a husband, which husband throws the wife on the floor? The way you just Avudah Shmuel said is throwing on the floor. Rashi, Shesoifel, it's tired, and she'll have pain, v'ichibot agabe karku, and if you throw on the ground, v'chisoifel, lichbot agabe karku, it has by the thing, every husband throws his wife on the floor. Okay, so the most
advited. So he's not learning pain as in the tzad psulim.
So that's the most question.
Rashi's deal is totally different.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it can't be that means chabot al karku. So what is it? We don't know you what it is. I just told you what.
Yeah.
What it seems from the Brisa. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Elo v'nachon v'abu, tzar shepisuk raglayim. From separating the legs. Chenu oimer, And every husband does that as well. V'chein oimen, it says in the Pasuk, v'atafaski esraglayich l'chol oive, you open up her legs for every passerby. So that's the pain. So every foot also has that pain. Why only an oinus? So now we have three different amaroim telling oververtif and their wives. Okay, sorry. So we'll try to say it the best way. Amar Nachman, Amar Barvu. Moshel the Mefuta is very different because the Mefuta, she's accomplished. She agrees to it. So therefore, the Tainuk that comes takes away the Tzar. A guy says to his friend, "Krash Royan Shali, why don't you rip my zaydens, my silk, the potter, and you'll be potter." So the marshal is, in other words, if I'm willing, a willing participant, there's no more tsar whatsoever. The obvious question that the Achreim ask is: so the same cheshbon then should be, what about the boishes and the pagam? If the vort is that she was moichel, krash eroin shali v'tipotah, so why you have to pay for her? But she said, "I'm happy to be part of it. So why pay for her boishes? Why pay for her pagam?" She was equally okay. You convinced her. But manushech, if there's no tzar because she was willing, there's no boishes, no pagam.
Sort of a gneivas das, though, isn't it?
Why gneivas das?
He seduced her.
She's young.
She's a youngster. She's not in full control. He's
but we're talking about Naira. Naira is 12 years old.
And he's tricked her, you know.
Not really, but if a 12 years old, he's older.
What's bothering me about all this is, I've been talking about, aspects of it. But the thing is, if this girl resists, he's flipping more pain than...
She's not resisting. Mafuta, she's...
No, he's just, he could punch her in the face and all these other things.
Right now, we'll see... Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why the Torah says that if it's the Sodis Lanar Lois Asadova, she's got a.
So it must be the chilik is there's a difference between the way Tsar goes. There's a chilik between Tsar and the Enes of Pagam. A Tsar maybe is a very subjective thing. Baish of Pagam is an objective
it's
thing.
Society.
A girl that look a girl that doesn't say what people value. First of all, Ksuva is worth less and everything else.
Mashenken can contain a tiny persona. We can get rid of it straight away.
If he didn't know. Yeah, but let's say he didn't know. His value is less. When it comes to tzar, it's completely subjective. If I don't feel pain, it's not painful. There's no such thing as this definitely causes pain. How do you know? Certain people have a lower tolerance of pain, a higher tolerance of pain. So maybe pain is something that's completely her that she can control. And the Gemara is going to ask right away, Shali Davunin, it's her father's. What was the Havmina? The Havmina was, of course, the money goes to the father. But because tzar, if she says there's no tzar. The father gets nothing. So she does have a control over the tzar. She has no control of the boishes of the gam. It belongs to the father. The Gemara never had half a minute that she can say, krash eroin shali. But tzar, the Gemara thought that maybe she can say, I have no tzar, because tak has no tzar. It's all in the mind. And yet still, but... No, boishes is on the father. The Gemara Rabbi says, so the Gemara Rabbi from the beginning knew that she has no right to be moichel on the boishes, has no right to be moichel on the gam, because this is not hers. It belongs to the father. So who is she to be Meichel? Tzad, if she doesn't have Tzad, doesn't have Tzad. And because she's in Mefuta, she's in agreement, there is no Tzad. So we thought that she's in total control here. So the Gemara answers back, no. But financially, the father still is the balabos. Shali davuninu. It's not hers, it's her father's. Elo Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, Pikche Sheben, all the smart women, and every one of these Amaroim, obviously we're married to smart women. Oimer, as they say, you know what it is, it's Mefuta, because the first time. Mefuta ain't Lotzah, Mefuta has no tzah because she's willing. We're talking about Pasha being the first time that she's losing a psulim. But she's willing, therefore there's no tzah. For Imar Bakhrin, even a married woman, the first time, there's tzah. Omer Abaye said, Omer Liyem, him, it wasn't his wife, it was his mother, the nursing woman that brought him up. You know what it's like? The first time for a girl, a hot water on a bald head. It hurts a little bit more than if you have hair, but it's a machaya because you clean your skin out. Like people go into the Schwitzerbäder. It's nice. So the same here, it's a bit painful, but the tainug overrides the pain. So mefuta, the same thing with mefuta. Mashiach in oinus, there's no tainug, so it's painful. Rav Amar, Omer li bas av Chizah, the daughter of Chizah said it was Rav's second wife. It's like when you get a needle to take extract the blood. They used to have kaza to circulate the blood. They did all this hakaza, so they first had to put a needle in. The needle hurts, so whatever hurts. But afterwards, the tainug, the benefits, and the papa. I'm not sure why many three mishalim basically say all saying the same thing. Amrali bas Abba Surah, his wife, who was a daughter of Abba Surah. How come they couldn't say my wife? Yishmael had to call his wife by her maiden name. Or maiden title, maiden name. Yeah. Kinahama akushe bechincha. It's like when you eat very, very dry bread. Sorry? Yeah, very dry, dry bread. And you go down your throat, it rubs against your throat, but it's so geschmack. I'm not sorry, so geschmack, dry bread. Yeah, but what's so geschmack about it? Anyway, obviously there's a pleasure comes afterwards. Rashi. Rashi, davuahu, the koshmak, no, you feel the camel of you, because the father, hey, he, you chayla limchel, how could you be my chum? Rivda de kusilta, whatever, rivda nikura, puncture, kusilta, kili umen, makis, what you use to extract blood. He's the guy, see, other had the years of kisifa, they could have been the same thing. Amrli aim, nasai, so who brought him up. Basav, he's the ishta shirava, which is why. Basav, the beast of the pup, the wife of a pup, why he used the word here, ishta here, the beast, I don't know, something's going on here. Nama kusha bechinche kalechem kosha shegoyed as a chech. It rubs against your throat, but obviously there's some kind of a pleasure with the bread afterwards. Right to the Gemara, ha oynes nice in the yad. When it comes to rape, regardless if he marries, and he has to marry unless she says no, he has to pay straight away. Even if he marries, he'll pay. Mashenga namafata. If he can marry, you don't pay. It's like a choice. You marry or pay. Like sheyitzi when they divorce. The first question is sheyitzi the divorce. Ishtayi is already his wife. I'm going to buy Eimer, read it as if it says, doesn't mean when he divorces, means if he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay. Tanya nami hoch, it's like the price like a buy. Afa pisha omra mefata noisen, likishalo yichnis. Even though we learn mefata doesn't have to pay the penalty, the knas, unless he doesn't marry her. But the other payments, boisha began, that's absolute. Regardless, that you pay, that's mammon. That you pay straight away. The knas, you don't pay unless you don't marry. The echad ha'oynis. Now the brayta continues further, which will analyze whether you're an oynis, whether you're a mefata. Bein he, bein aviyah yechayil akiv. When it's up to her, right? Whether she marries the guy. Even in the case of oynis, you can't force her to marry. Because if you could, then every guy who wants to marry a particular girl and she says no, he'll rape her and then says, ah, you're my wife. Of course not. It's up to her. It's not just up to her, it's also up to her father. Because let's say she wouldn't have been raped. Stam, a girl. Who marries a girl? The father. And even a nida, it's bein he, bein aviyah. So the same thing over here, when it comes to rape, the father still has a say whether my daughter should marry this guy or not. Rashi. Ishtahi kvar, the common Jew says, his wife, the shlo yichlisha, timoin he, aviyah, she or her father says no. I am a fat atzma, udam fat. All three have a right to say no. Not like by oynis, the ma'anis has no right. Yechoy lakif, lechoy gamari, yechoy gamari, bishloy mefuta, by mefuta, I understand why the father or her, or him, have a right. Ksiv, it says in the Pesach, Pasik, imoin, yimoin, avia, lesitoloi. It says in the Pasik, if the father refuses to give her over to him, but it says twice moin. So we dash in, ainli el avia, he adds him in, it says in the Pesach, avia, how many sotam, lema yimoin, it says moin, yimoin, twice, so one for him, one for her, I understand. Any one of them can say no. Ella oynis. What about oynis? By oynis, bishlemi. I know that she can say no. Ksiv it says in the pasuk, "Siya isha." Siya is a word which means that she has to be a willing participant. I understand that she has a day in it, that she can say no. But where does the father come into it? Ella via minola. And how do you know the father also can say no? Rashi tia mashma he mahave es atzmalo. She has to give herself over to him. But how do you know the father? Motzinakish imrotza einu koines kamin lekami menon lemedaita. How do you know? Sorry, it's fighting about it. Omer Abaye says, we have two svaris, Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, you know why? Shalaye choyte niska. When she was a girl before before he raped her, he couldn't marry her unless the father consented. And now that he raped her, the father has no day. Comes the father loses his day because of this guy did a terrible thing. We don't want to chayt niska. Rava says, kalu chayme, the kalu chayme. Madr my mefata. Shaloi over el aldas avia bilvad. When it comes to mefata, she was in agreement. So he didn't do anything wrong against her. He convinced her and she agreed. The only thing he did wrong is as the father. The father would have known, he would have been upset. He didn't want this girl to have a relationship with this guy. So the only one upset is the father. And yet we say over there, bein he, bein aviyah, yechayin lakiv, both of them, kimakiv. So oynis, will you hurt both of them? Sha'avar al-das aviyah, v'al-das asma. She also wasn't in agreement. So you went against his will and against her will. Like Koshkin, so surely, the act of oynis is worse. You're hurting two people. So surely both of those people should be able to say no. Rava learned about why doesn't Rava like Abaye Svara? Why should the chaitin is if she wouldn't have been raped, the father would have a day, or the daughter would have a day. And now that he raped the father would have a day before he wants to marry the girl. It's up to the father. And now that he raped her, the father's no day. That's what Abaye said. Why doesn't Rav agree with that svara? Kivan de kamishalim knas. The end of the day, he still has to pay. You think he gained something? Okay. On the one hand, he's a step. He's better because the father no longer is there. On the other hand, he's much worse off because he's paying. So you can't call him a winner because overall, money hurts more than anything else. Abaye le amikarav. Why doesn't Abaye like Rav's kavuchayim? Matter of fact, he only heard one person, and yet two people can say disallow it. So surely, when you by einus, you heard two people should be disallowing it. You know why Abaye doesn't like the kavuchayim? There's a third person who can say no. The EU multimakiv, the guy, the perpetrator, the seducer, he himself can say I'm not interested. Is of the Anamat Makiv, therefore it makes sense. Since the other male involved here can say no, so the father also can say no. Oh, but Oinus, he has no breda, so you maybe might think that the only person who has a right is the girl, nobody else. The Eul Anamat Makiv, the aggressor, has no right of the Anamat Makiv. That's what we would have thought. Rashi, Makiv, it's up to him. Of the Anamat Makiv, he loves Shaloya Chaydeniska, not for that svara. Even though we say that an oinis has to pay straight away. So the question is there a ksuba here as well? Okay, by an oinis, you got to give the 50 shkolim, and then he has to marry her. In this case, he has to give a ksuba because l'cheder, the whole reason why he give a ksuba is he says she should be light. She should feel confident in getting married. The tater says, "Lisi lishan al divorce." So, what does she need an extra boost for confidence? What's better than the tater? Kal beinem. Yeah, that's only cheap. You just throw them out. You can't. Tater says you can't. But she eats him in divorce. Ain la alav klum. She does not get a ksuba. Kishe yaitzi. But right away, what do you mean when he divorces? Me Moti Mapu is allowed to divorce her. Ema Kishateitse, she has a right to walk out. He can never divorce her, but she can always insist, divorce me.
She doesn't get
Ksuba. Ain't law of Ksuba. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Meth, or if he dies, he doesn't get Ksuba either. Because he has to get Ksuba, big Ksuba.
So in other words,
the class was Ksuba.
So in other words, in this case, it's a kind of zealous accosting to force him to give a get.
What do you mean?
No, she wants to leave. What we say, if she wants to leave.
There's no Aveda. Then there's no Aveda.
But then
the dinim of whenever a woman can force a get. The same dinim apply here. She's now a married woman.
Right.
No, the dinim of Venice are gone. Mm-hmm. Except for him, he still has a chiv to stay married to her. He's not a divorcer.
Right. So now if you marry for a few years and she's on one day, I've had enough.
It's up to her. Then as long as she wants to be, see, as long as it's see. Remember that before, see means havoya, she wants to be. The moment she stops, there's no mitzvah anymore for him.
If you say miyad kishiyotze ein la klum, she gets nothing. How will we be mekayim that shaloi?
No. Miyad, full stop. Miyad goes in the pot. He pays the $50 miyad.
Okay.
Kishiyotze ein la klum.
If he would have married her al tzabasula and given her a normal ksuva, then he divorced her to give her 200 zuz.
Yeah.
Now
50
they gave her 50.
Shkolim.
Oh, it's shekel compared to zuz.
Yeah, okay. Shkolim much more.
I'm getting my currencies mixed up.
Yes. Shkolim, I can't remember how many zuz it is, but it's much more. You have a table there. Shkolim is much more.
What? What? Start again from Brochus.
I think Ronnie Figure has it or something. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mefedesh, yes, look, suva, but mana. She's definitely entitled to a ksuva. She still needs that surety. But now she's only a mana because she's a bulla. It's your fault to the bulla, so you already paid her. You already took care of that part. You changed her from a bulla, you already paid that 100, that 50 shkolim. But now, okay. But Mike Miffy, what's a machleke? Is a bonus savory, a bon whole time, a mite kinder, a bonus ksuva. What's the reason why you have a ksuva? Kedei, shaloite her kalabain, it should be easier to divorce. For holoi moti mapik law. But here he can't divorce. The tater says, why do you need this extra confidence when the tater raises his elisha? However, Rabbi Yehuda says, ho nami mitzayel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You know what he'll do? He's smart. Okay, I can't divorce you, ever. But you're allowed to walk out. I'm going to make your life so miserable that you're going to want to walk out. So, but if it costs him money again, he won't do that. He paid already before. It doesn't make no difference to him anymore. So Hanami Mitzaya Law, he's going to cause us such a difficult time. Ada Omri, he loybin law, she comes in and says, I can't take this anymore. Reach my tether. Goodbye. So therefore we charge him money. It'll cost you, you'll be a mensch. Rashi. Afa Pisha Amru Ainas Nice Miyakiana, ain't law of clum. We don't say ain't knossa tax. We don't say what's a knas of the ksuva. Shari Lavia Nice and Nachmed. Who ends up with the knas? The father. The ksuva belongs to her. Is that fair to say that the ksuva and the knas are substitute for each other? Ella Kesef Knasu Ksuvasa, that no, the yet halacha says that the Kesef Knas, that is a substitute for ksuva. And this is what we just said before. B'cheni meis, and if he dies, yotze, she goes out, kesek nosek zmosa, and the kes of the knas is a subject of ksuva. Mi moti mabalo yuchlu shalchu ksiva kan, kishu teitze hi, im yotze meile, v'tovi mena get. She walks out, I want to get. Time mati yonan ksuva, lishai, all other women. But checking over here, we don't have that. Over here, we don't have that. Interesting, tases of this long tase, the paskas like ksuva is actually a mahatay, even though we had before, it was only Rav Gamlila said it. Take the starts of the commentary, yeah.
So we're saying, what is the snow? The snow is the Ifastoya. The Ifastoya, what role does she play? She was captured, she's got a whack, and then he takes her.
Yeah.
So how did she make a Havoya to want to be a wolf?
That's different, because we don't have the dinim.
The Torah used that word Kisiano, which means that she has to.
Why don't we dash and say the name, you mean?
Exactly.
Okay, but that's pretty clear because she's a shavuya.
But then the Torah used the lotion kisyan reshachad over us. No, and unless you say it's a drush, it means in the circumstance.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a drush that's in the
fast. This is also included in that. Yeah, it must be. Okay, we'll stop here. So we're caught up. Rashi is a mechaya.